Today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Zayin, and the Gemara continues today talking about the rules of psak that we had yesterday, and we were wondering whether those rules of psak always apply, that we always paskin like those certain individuals, and or not. So the Gemara comes up with a number of different sources not related to each other, trying to figure out whether the rules apply according to everyone. So towards the bottom of Mem Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara quotes reasons that one is allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. So if he's a Kohen, if somebody's a Kohen, Metameh b'Chutz La'aretz v'adun la'ar er imahem. U'kashen shem Metameh b'Chutz La'aretz kach Metameh b'Beis HaKvaris, not really b'Beis HaKvaris, but a b'Beis HaPras. And then the Gemara says, quoting the Braisa, U'metameh lisa ishav lo motora. And a Jew is allowed to go be Metameh themselves in Chutz La'aretz to get married. Lisha Isha, if you only could find the wife in Chutz La'aretz, you think there's a better chance there, so then you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to find the wife. V'lomot Torah, or to learn Torah. One thinks that he can learn Torah better in Chutz La'aretz, and then he's allowed to go there. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amos Ha'vizanche Emotei Lomot. If you don't find somebody to learn with on the same level in Eretz Yisrael, Avamotei Lomot lo yitame. But if you do have somebody, then you should not be metame. Rav Yossi Yomer, Af Bizman Shemotei Lomot, Nami Yitame. Even if you can find someone else, you could also be metame. Why? Lefi She'ein Min Hakol Zoche Adam Lomot. Because not from anyone is one Zoche Lomot. Rashi, Ein Adam Zoche Lomot Mikom Alam Dov. Yesh Rav She Mishnah So Stura Befiv. V'Shon Al Tamida. There are Ketzara. Some Rabbanim are clearer. Some Rabbanim are shorter. They get to the point right away, and I might learn better by them. And therefore, learning is very subjective. And if I feel like I learn better by a Rav who's in Chutz La'aretz, then I'm allowed to go there. Good. So let's talk a little bit about the idea of leaving to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara here says, that it's a very limited heter that one has. So we know a major topic that we'll just touch on now, because obviously it's the background for this topic, and that is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In almost every parsha in the Torah talks about the centrality of Eretz Yisrael and the importance of Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem promised the first conversation that Hashem has with Avraham, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, with Moshe, with Yoshua. Every conversation, the first one, mentions Eretz Yisrael. The first one. It is clear. And the Ramban says in a number of places in his commentaries, most famous probably in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael, bizman hazeh, and one has to make sure to try to go there, and the Ramban himself went to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of his life. The Ramban says this in Parshas Matos, Parshas Maseh, V'orashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba, al da'itizu mitzvah saseh, yitzava osam she'ishu ba'aretz v'yirshu osay, shall live there and inherit it and drive out the other nations, ki hi nitna lahem v'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem, and not to be disgusted by the nachlas Hashem, not to fall into the same trap as the meraglim. V'ilu yalu al da'itam l'alechas v'lichmosh z'eretz shinar, O Eretz Ashur, Vizulasam, Ulis Yashiv Sham, and if it goes up in the minds of Jews to go and conquer another land and to settle there as a Jewish homeland, Yavra Mitzvah Hashem, they'll be violating this mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He points out that Rashi does not quote this pasuk as a source for the mitzvah, but the Ramban counts it. And the Ramban also, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he says the Rambam forgot, in mitzvah number four, mitzvah revius, Shenitz Tavinu LaResha Sa'aretz, not to leave it, or to leave it for desolation. Building up the land is also part of the mitzvah. That's the Ramban. The Megillas Esther very famously says maybe the Rambam does not count it. That's one of the mysteries of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam does not count it because he does not think that it is a mitzvah bizman hazeh, only bizman before they went into Galus. And in the future, it's a mitzvah, but not bizman hazeh. And 99.9% of the poskim say that the Megillas Esther can't be correct. Right? It's wrong, because number one, from Chazal. Number two, from the Rambam himself. The Rambam quotes many halachos in the Mishnah Torah that are tully on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes them as lamaisa bizman hazeh, right, in terms of ksuba, in terms of an eved, in terms of amira la'akum. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin that amira la'akum you're allowed to ask a goy to sign a contract for you to buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, even though it's a Shavuos. It's an Issa Drabanan. Issa Drabanan, but Makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael is Mutter. And the Rambam can't quote that. Lamaisa, he doesn't say, oh, that's only. He says it's Dafka. He says, Beferish, that it's Dafka Bizman Azeh. So we assume, against that Megillas Esther, that even the Rambam holds that it's a Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa Bizman Azeh. Why doesn't he count it? So most assume that somehow it's Nechlam in other mitzvos. And it's a Sefer HaMitzvos counting detail. The Avnei Nezer assumes the Sachat Shavar that it's included in the mitzvah of driving out the other nations, Hachrim Tachrimim. Others say it's in the mitzvah, and Rav Shechter assumes that it's within the mitzvah of appointing a king, appointing a Jewish government as part of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Chemda. Rav Yisraeli says maybe it's part of benching, because part of benching, you have to give Hodah to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. What, to give Hodah and not live there, and not realize that that's the place to be? Okay, different suggestions. Rav Asher Weiss says in a number of his shiurim that sometimes, again, Sefer HaMitzvahs wise, there's no specific tzivoy as the Rambam understands it. Maybe he understands like Rashi, that Vaharashim is always not a tzivoy. But obviously, the centrality of Eretz Yisrael, you can't live without. And he compares it to the Ramban by Tefillah. The Ramban does not count Tefillah as a Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa. You could be a complete, perfect, amazing Jew without davening? Of course not. It's not counted in the Sefer HaMitzvahs because the Ramban doesn't understand any specific tzivui in the Torah as talking about tefillah. Ulavda b'chol avavchem zu tefillah is an asmachta, according to the Ramban. There's no specific tzivui, but obviously, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the tenets of our faith, and you can't be a complete Jew without it. So the Ramban's tefillah is the Ramban's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is in every parsha in the Torah. To say that it's not central and it's not mechuyev, no, is something that would be very surprising. But either way, that's the background about the living in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Our issue is, what about leaving the land? Let's say you live there. What about leaving? Are you allowed to live there? Is that a bittul hamitzvah? Right? After all, if it is a mitzvah, so how could you leave? So there are two reasons given here in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, and that is to go find a wife and to learn Torah. But the Rishonim, some of them at least, limit these allowances also. If you look in Tosfos in Meseches Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosfos there tells us on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where these Haterim are quoted, number one, that only these two mitzvahs, these are Chashim Mitzvos, V'davka Bahanach Mitzvos, Shein Chashuvos, Lol Motorah, Shegadol Talmud Torah, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, that V'ishanami Dechziv Lo Soho Barah, right, to be married. Lo Soho Barah. Interesting, he doesn't quote Puravu. He quotes Lo Soho Barah. We've quoted it in the past. Tosfos in Meseches Gittin also says in Adaf Me'malav, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses why Tosfos quotes Lo Soho Barah, the mitzvah d'rabbanan of populating the world, and not the mitzvah of Pru Uravu. Maybe there's a difference in terms of ones by those two mitzvahs. But either way, Tosfos says, only these two mitzvahs, Avalashar mitzvahs lo, but not for other mitzvahs. If I want to do the mitzvah of Shiluah HaKan, I can't leave to Chutz Laretz. Want to go to other mitzvahs. But Tosfos notes that the Shilto says exactly the opposite. Very surprising. The Shilto says, "B'shildas Rav Achai Mefurish Hanach Dekili." The Kolshekin L'Shar Mitzvah Shein Chashuvos. Right, other mitzvah. No, it's Kolshekin. What does that mean? These mitzvahs are Puravu and Tam and Lisa Isha are Kalos. So what does that mean? So one of the Achronim says it just means Kal in that Talmud Torah could be Docha them, like Ben Azai, right? Nafshi Chashka Batorah. Or if somebody wants to, that's in terms of marriage, and in terms of puravu, there are heterim of pushing it off. So maybe that's why it's kalos. But it's a chiddush to say that the she'iltos, the pashtus, is like Tosfos says, that these mitzvahs are unique. Tosfos also says there, only if daito lachsar. By these two, it's a temporary measure. V'daito lachsar la'eret Yisrael. D'ilu ein daito lachsar. Omer b'ksubis. Because if you're looking Subis in the last parak, there's a story there that there was somebody whose brother went to Chutz La'aretz and married a woman there, and he died. And the question is, can he go do Yibum there in Chutz La'aretz? And the statement said, Achid shal zed nasa kusis umeis barach hamakom sheharago v'zeh yarad acharav l'chutz La'aretz. Right, the Gemara has not nice words to say about this man who went to Chutz La'aretz and lived there and didn't leave. Right, the Gemara says there, the end of Ksubis, that somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz is Kamisha Ein Lo Eloka, based on the Pesukim by David HaMelech. But either way, Tosfos says, these Haterim are only temporary, meaning Daito Lachsar. You need Daito Lachsar. The Kesavishna assumes that the Rambam also holds this way. The Rambam also holds this way. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Hay, the Rambam there talks about where you're supposed to live. So first the Rambam talks about Mitzrayim, right? Discussion, one is not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. That's a special din. You can't be chozer to Mitzrayim. You can't live in Mitzrayim. The Rambam also there discusses going there permanently or just temporarily. But then the Rambam says here, in Perek Hei Alachates, Aser Lotzeis Me'eretz Yisrael L'chutz La'aretz La'olam Ela Lomotora Olisa Isha Ola Hatzel Miad Goyim V'yachzer La'aretz V'chein Yotzi Ulischora. Right, temporarily, a different Gemara. But there, he uses those two words, V'yachzar la'aretz, says the Kesem Mishnah. Those two words are exactly what Tosfos says here. Klomar, aval, afilu l'shum echad me'elu advarim, lo yetzi l'chutz la'aretz l'shtakei Hashem. But if you're going permanently, then even for these things, you're not allowed to go. And he quotes that same Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, u'mashma me'ay uvda, dafilu isa isha, eno yachol latzeis, one can't go. But again, the Rambam continues. Important just to read the rest of this Rambam. Avalishkon b'chutz la'aretz aser. Elim kein chizek shamara v'ashenasa shavadina chita b'shnei dirham. Unless it's a big famine. And even if it's a big famine, he said it's not appropriate to leave. V'yalav yishamutar latzeis ena midas chasidas shahari machlon v'kilyon. Shnei gedolei adar hayu. Mipnei tzara gedolei yatsu. V'dischayvu kli ala makom. Because they left. And that's where the Rambam quotes the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. Gedolei chachamim hayim menashkin al tchume Eretz Yisrael, u'menashkin avaneha, u'misgalgal and alafra. They rolled around in the dirt, they kissed its stones. Again, it does not sound like that Megillas Esther. The Rambam is quoting this. Lamaisa. Amru chachamim kalashochin v'Eretz Yisrael avanosa mechulin, afilu halach ba arba amos zoche l'chayi olam haba. Kalayotze l'chutz l'aretz ki l'obed avadazari. He quotes that Gemara. Shneamer ki yershuna yom istapech v'nachal Hashem, le'mar lech l'avod elohim achirim. V'cholu. And therefore, that's the Rambam. But again, the Kesem Mishnah assumes that the Rambam also agrees with Tosfos that these are very limited heterim where they apply. So the shaila is, this in terms of leaving, the question that we've dealt with in the past, but we'll review some of it now, and that is, so how is it that many people, many great Jews throughout the centuries, did not go? So if you ask Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, he would say they're wrong. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi davened and yearned and sung about Eretz Yisrael, and he would say that they're wrong. Remember, the Kuzari is the conversation between the Chaver and the Melech of the Kuzars, and the Chaver has an answer to everything, to every philosophical question he's asked. He has an answer. And finally he asks him, but what about Eretz Yisrael? You daven, and you say, V'sechazene neinu, and you want to see Eretz Yisrael, and you don't go. Ani ro'esh ishtachav ayascha, this is the Kuzari in Beis, Chav Gimel, and Chav Dalet. Sheshtachavisa, the kriyascha, negda choneif, o minag bilti kavana, the kvar hayu avosechem arishonim, bochrim ladurba, yoter mikomakomos molatam. Your forefathers chose to live there, even though it was surrounded by non-Jews and idolaters. Ubochrim agarisba, yoser mishayu ezrachim bimkomosam, rather than be citizens in another country. Kol ze emlosha lilo haisa ba'isa hiya niri shrinaba, avata ata, aval haisa malaya zima, even if it was full of terrible things. What does the Chavar answer? Hovashtani melakuzar. V'ha'avon hazeh hu asher mananu mi'ashlam az mashi anu bo lakim b'yisheni. You're right. We messed up already during b'yisheni. Right? We think that, oh, if there was a Beis HaMikdash, we'd all go. Ezra said, we're building a Beis HaMikdash. Come. And most of the Jews stayed in Bavel. This plague of not recognizing the centrality of Eretz Yisrael for Jews to live there, it's not a new thing. The times of b'yisheni. Right? Only a couple thousand Jews left. And Hashem said, okay, you don't want the Beis HaMikdash? It won't be eternal. Right, it's a problem for centuries, and therefore says the Kuzari, we say v'sechazen einenu, but it's just like birds chirping. Eino elaket tzifzuf hazarzir she'ena nachum mchoshvam amasha ne'mar bazev zulaso kasher amarta melech kuzar. So one answer is that there is no answer. Are there other answers? Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Salvechik both held that this was a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah that if you do it, it's great, but there's no iser of living outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though the language here is Aser Latzeis, but says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Eben Ezer Aleph Kuf Beis, says Rav Salvechik in the beginning of Mipini Arav, Pashut, I'll read Rav Moshe, She'en ze bizman hazeh mitzvah chiyuv es sha'al aguf, dim kena ima meila nimsa sha'asur ladar b'chutz laretz, mishem sha'over al aseh, kamo mishi yilbash beget sha'al kanfos below tzitzis, she's iser lilbosh kadeh sha'al yavar al aseh de tzitzis, v'lo huzkar iser ela al hadar b'eretz Yisrael, sha'asur laseh samanas lishkon b'chutz laretz, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser to go live in chutz laretz, but to go, if you don't live there, to not go, to go there is just a mitzvah kiyumis. Good. And that's the approach of a number of achronim. The chiddush is that in our day and age, we try to do every mitzvah that we can, even a mitzvah kiyumis. You know, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where everybody is very excited and tries to do as many mitzvahs as they can. Who would say that, you know, I'll pass on this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah to live there. So even according to Rav Moshe and the Rav Soloveitchik, you know, it's still a chiddush gadol that in many areas of halacha, many Jews look for every chumrah and every kiyum that they could get. And in this area of halacha, it's kind of like the opposite. Tosfos and Ksubis has another suggestion. Ksubis Kuf Yud. Right? What is the Tosfos? Tosfos says a famous line, Sakana. Einan oy bizman hazeh diga sakana zdrachim. Sakana. So does that apply bizman hazeh? Sakana, he's talking about during the Crusades. The Crusades were running down the streets and killing everybody that they saw who didn't bow down to the cross. Does that apply bizman hazeh? It's more dangerous in one place than another place. There's anti-Semitism and danger all over. All over the world. And even if there is a sakana, the Hafla has an unbelievable comment there on that Tosfos in Ksubis Kuf Yud. One only gets the patur of ones because of sakana if without the sakana they would come. Without the sakana, so then they would fulfill it. But if even without the sakana one wouldn't come, then one doesn't have the heter of patur ones. To call ones, says the Hafla, the eno taina elakisha ikuf hu machmasa ones. Avalam eno rotse lasos, ein tanis ones, af bimakom, shim haya rotse, haya ones. Imkein achanami, kimish eno ola, mishum chen makomo, va'artso, says that flaw. Many Jews aren't going to Eretz Yisrael because they're comfortable, because they like where they live. V'lo machmas pachat sakana. You can't hang your hat on this tosfos of sakana. If you're building beautiful houses in chutz laretz, and well, I'm not moving because I can't build such a house, and I can't have the same level of living in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Hafla, you don't have the excuse then. You can't use that Tosfos. So the Hafla, biting words of the Hafla, biting words. The Avnei Nezer has another suggestion where he says, again, a chiddush gadol, what if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, but all of their parnasa comes from Chutz Laretz? So maybe then there's not a full kiyum of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that's a suggestion. It's a chiddush gadol, but bizman hazeh, even if somebody gets parnasa from Chutz Laretz, if they are involved in the economy of Eretz Yisrael, they buy food there and they are involved in other things in the society there. Said Memela, they have a shul there. Said Memela, that's already even according to Avnei Nezer, it would be a kiyum. Lamaisa, probably the answer, again, there are many Jews that don't really focus or think about it. The Shulman Sadeshin has an important line. The Shulman Sadeshin says in Chelik Beis, in Simen Peches of the Psakim, he says, look, every Jew has to figure out exactly where they can be the best Jew, where they can be the best Oved Hashem. Devade Sheva Gadol Ma'ala Yishlo L'Adam Hador Be'eretz Yisrael. V'kol Shekein Bi'er HaKodesh L'To'elos L'Olam Abba V'gam L'Olam Hazeh. L'chein Kol Ish Yisha'er Ba'atzmo Ba'hasagas Gufo Mamono Be'eze Derech Yuchal Lamod Be'eres Hashem U'B'shimer Mitzvosav. Kizeh Kol Ha'adam. So it could be that there are many Jews that throughout the generations felt that the best place that they could be Oved Hashem is not in Eretz Yisrael. Again, that only has to come, is allowed to come, after there is an honest, objective calculation and maybe trying to figure out. You know, if somebody just says, I'm comfortable here, I'm not even going to research and see if it's possible, then that's not being fair, that's not being honest to the mitzvah. But again, this is the Truma Tadeshin 500 years ago, again, Bizman HaZeh, when there is so much help and so many communities and so many organizations to help out. Avram Avinu didn't have Nefesh B'Nefesh. Avram Avinu didn't have those waiting for him and shuls and Torah and yeshivas and all wonderful, amazing elements of the society set up. The Ramban didn't have that, and the Rabbi Levi didn't have that, and all of the greats didn't have that. So again, one has to make sure that one makes a calculated and honest decision. And just to read the Midrashim about Moshe Rabbeinu, or read the Gemaras about Moshe Rabbeinu, how much he yearned, how much he desired. Are we any less than Moshe Rabbeinu? We try to do whatever we can to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The Rambam Menuchas Shuva. We have Bechira Chavshis. We could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu or as evil as Yerovam Ben Nevat. Tafka Moshe Rabbeinu we could be like. How much Moshe Rabbeinu would have given anything? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. What do you mean? He got the Torah. He fulfilled all the mitzvahs. What was he missing? He was missing Eretz Yisrael. And that was a problem, right? That's what the Ishbitzer, the Beis Yaakov, the son of the Me'ashiloach, I think it is. Beis Yaakov says, why is it the first bracha of benching We talk to Hashem in third person. Who knows in lechem lechol basar? Tivo agad al tamer lechasar lanu vechulu. It's in third person. While in the second bracha, eventually we talk directly to Hashem. No delacha al shein chalta lavoseinu v'al shein chalta. Directly, why? What's the difference? So he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha benching, as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachas in the seventh parak. He wrote it when the man fell down. Hazana Solom Kolobutuvo. Who wrote the second bracha? Yeshua ben Nun. No delacha eretz chemda tovar chava. There's a certain closeness and connection of hashkacha that one has in Eretz Yisrael that even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zocha to, because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ishbitzer could say this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest levels of nevuah, but there was a certain element of hashkacha that he couldn't have because he was in Chutz Laaretz, and that's what he yearned for. That's what he yearned for. And that is what we have to remember when we read this Gemara, that the Isra of Yitzia Me'eretz Yisrael is only for two limited ideas. We have to try to do our best to bring all Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.